Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if at any time you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I'm showing you on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page, subscribe to the page, SOL Radio Live, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com as well. What I'm showing you right now, and again, I'm addressing the 160 affiliates across the country that are listening to us even now, on a visual through social media platforms, a picture of the Independent highlighting the fact that Trump calls himself the father of the vaccine and then claims he deserves credit for coronavirus shots. That is a scary place to put yourself. It truly is. Now, I just showed you that, and I want you to see this, because this was just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. We highlighted the fact that Brett Weinstein tells Tucker Carlson, a CIA operative, COVID vaccines may have killed 17 million people globally. Okay. Now, we're all hearing today that, you know, tell me it isn't so, Toby Keith, country singer-songwriter, dies at 62 years old after stomach cancer diagnosis. And it's interesting because once he got the diagnosis, within 2 weeks he was gone. Okay. It was like a turbo cancer. And guess where that came from? Well, what we can confirm, friends, is that his whole staff was completely vaccinated. And if his staff was vaccinated, you can rest assured he was vaccinated. And I'm sure there's going to be more coming out on this topic. But the fact of the matter is, it's an issue that nobody can deny, friends, in any sense of the word. I also wanted to highlight this. Have you ever noticed that most people have no problem with them that speculate, but have a serious problem with them that preach the Word of God and hold to it? Like, for example, I'm going to give it to you right now. When is the last time you've ever been to a funeral? And I want you to be honest about this. And I want you to put this up to the fact that Scripture tells us, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Jesus said, few be there that find it. Go to Matthew 7. And also put that up to the fact that in the book of Peter, it talks about how 8 souls were saved when judgment ensued after the ark took its course and the Lord began to reign. Of course, everybody was scoffing and mocking Noah until he entered into the ark, and then all of a sudden it started to rain, and then it wasn't so funny. But notice it was 8 numbers and 8 souls that were saved. And the reason I'm saying this, because when is the last time you've been to church and you've actually heard a preacher do his job concerning someone's funeral? Knowing all the well that they were dead in their sins. Because, you know, as well as I do, what we hear all day long is how when they die, no matter how they live their life, they're still going to heaven because they said that Jesus was their Savior. Really? He's a Savior from their sins. Matthew 1:21. Not a savior in their sins. No such thing. Doesn't exist. Okay? They understand not grace. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Romans 5:20. But is that how they live their life? Absolutely not. They sowed into sin, and then what is the end of sin? Romans 6:23 tells us the end of sin is death. Correct? Okay, I just want to make clear. But when's the last time you've been to a funeral where the preacher actually preached the individual into hell? I mean, it reminds me of the kid that was busted in a big way. He was shot dead in a strip joint through a drug deal that went bad. All of his friends entered the funeral home only to hear the preacher justify the sins of how that kid just died in the strip joint through a bad drug deal where he got shot down by a bunch of gangsters. But he preached him into heaven. See, that's what you're accustomed to. But I'm telling you, folks, a good majority of what you hear being preached into heaven today, you can rest assured they're going to be in hell where they belong, because that's what they sowed into their whole lives. Read Galatians 6:7. Just giving you the word, friends. Just giving you the word. That's all I'm doing here. But interestingly enough, somebody just posted a little meme of Toby Keith, and it said, you know what? Toby Keith is now in the arms of Jesus. Has anybody ever taken the time to just, because we do a whole ditty on this, a whole hour program on the influence of musicians. That applies to heavy metal, that applies to country, that applies to R&B, that applies to all sorts of music. Because once you begin to look at the lyrics and what they're promoting, folks, you're going to find that 99% of the time, if not 100% of the time, especially in the mainstream media, in all of their outlets when it comes to the music industry, if you listen to the lyrics, it's very satanic. It promotes the spirit of the world. Well, guess what Toby Keith was continuously promoting? The spirit of the world. And don't sit there and tell me about how he's in the arms of Jesus when he was promoting the things that he was promoting. And again, take the time to read some of his lyrics and you'll begin to understand what I'm talking about. When people in the church start to get serious about who they are in the Lord, then and only then will the world begin to repent for their sin and walk in the fear of God, because in understanding that there's consequence of sin, and that happens in life and or death. The Bible is clear, Ezekiel 44:23, that we as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ as Christians are making to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Between that which is holy and that which is defiled. The law of God teaches us nothing but right and wrong. It teaches us that we're supposed to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous, no matter how much you like them. And folks, I got to tell you something as well, now that I'm thinking about this and this train of thought. You know, have you ever noticed the people that you like the most are like you the most? And isn't it also interesting, but when you walk in Christ and you look at the perfection of his word and the perfection of who Jesus Christ is, it's very easy for you to find counterfeits. Like I said before, and I'll say again, the FBI, the way that they detect counterfeits is they actually study the real ones. Well, when you study the real ones, it's not hard to find or detect the counterfeits. And there's a whole lot of people out there that are deceiving themselves into believing that everybody's going to heaven somehow or another, no matter how they live their lives on this earth. Again, the Word of God teaches us that we're to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled, period. Ezekiel 44:23, read it when you get a moment. And I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, not everybody's in heaven, nor are they going to heaven just because they said they were a Christian. Nope. Ain't going to happen. Not scriptural. So I just highlighted the fact that Toby Keith is now gone. He had a turbo cancer that took over on his stomach. Not happy about that in any sense of the word. I wish the guy would have came to godly repentance and he put his faith in his Lord Jesus Christ. And in the process of doing so, the Lord would have healed him. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We're going to come right back to this, and I'm going to go line upon line, precept upon precept in just a
second.
Hello,
friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, here with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, if you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. Let's go upon another line and another precept here. We have StoneTears.com just highlighted Ken Paxton brings legal action against Pfizer for false claim about COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I want you also to contemplate the fact, and we cover this, but this is a different way and a different angle. Isn't it interesting how they're suing, these attorney generals are suing Pfizer and these big tech companies, Seneca, the list goes on. But what about the big tech companies that gave cover for them? What about the mainstream media that gave cover for them? What about the governors that gave cover for them? What about the attorney generals and the mayors and the business corporate heads, the CEOs that gave cover for big pharmaceutical companies in trying to force vaccinate people on a basis across this country? And I'm applying to America right now because this is where I'm at, though it does apply to the 53 countries that are listening to us as well. Now, this is all good. Ken Paxton bringing legal action against Pfizer for false claim about COVID-19 vaccine. But why is it that we're continuously seeing through, and the only time I ever get to see it is when I'm sitting down eating somewhere on the road where you look up at the television and they're still promoting the shots, or when you go into a grocery store and the grocery store has the audacity to offer free vaccinations concerning the COVID-19 vaccine to anybody that wants them. And I just seen a sign last week where it applied to 12 and younger. It was absolutely free. Let me tell you something, Americans. It's not free. You paid for it. The government stole your money, gave it to pharmaceutical companies to produce it. They gave that money to big pharma companies Because why, some might ask? Because big pharma companies were going bankrupt. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Well, they're not bankrupt anymore, but I'll tell you what, when the American people get a hold of the neck of big pharma and those that are responsible for giving fronts and acting as accomplices to this conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, and hold them accountable for their crimes, Isaiah 26 verse 9 and Isaiah 51 verse 4, I'll tell you what, you're going to set the record straight really quick, because every single one of these criminals, not just Pfizer, but all these big pharmas and all these politicians that went along with this in the mainstream media, in the narrative, in the big six corporations that continuously promulgate propaganda, Micah 6:16, on the American people and people on a global basis, you got to hold them accountable, friends, and hold them accountable indeed for the crimes that they're committing. Not just Ken Paxton standing here by himself bringing legal action against Pfizer for false claim. What about all the 17 million people that have allegedly been murdered or genocided because of these supposed experimental jabs, these vaccinations as they call them? How are they being held accountable? They're not being held accountable. They're still pushing it. They're trying to push it down by force now upon your children. Matter of fact, I just seen something yesterday, speaking of the said vaccinations. In 1962, if you were to be in a public school, you were subject to take two vaccinations. Do you know that children in public schools today are trying to mandate up to 30 different vaccines for your children to become a part of school? I'll tell you how you get rid of all these problems, and it's not just the vaccinations and all this pornography being poured in on your kids and this indoctrination being thrown in on your kids by the federal government illegally through a violation of the 10th Amendment. Pull them from public school and it's all over for them, friends. Did you realize that? Furthermore, read 22 verse 6 of Proverbs when you get a moment. Let's go to the next point, friends. So we see all this going on, highlighting all these people continuously. We do that here on the show because I want it to take forefront, take precedent, in causing the people to understand that this issue has not gone away. Toby Keith is just another reminder of the dangers of the experimental jabs that they're still trying to push on the people. Hey, Bill Gates is taking another front, friends. Now he's trying to buy up a bunch of land. He's trying to buy up a bunch of land, friends, because he wants to control the food supply. This is the same guy that said he wanted to depopulate by and through vaccinations, said he. And again, we played that on this show at least 30 times in the last 3 years. At least 30 times. In the mainstream media, they're all trying to deny that he said it. Well, we've got the video. We can prove it. And out of the horse's mouth, he said it. Okay? Well, what's the next point? Well, speaking of the illegal immigration taking place, this invasion that's being sold to us, right? I do want you to consider this. FinishTheRace.com just highlighted 7 teenage Ethiopian migrants arrested after a 13-year-old gang raped in front of her boyfriend. Again, I just want to remind all those in America, if a crime is committed against you, and if you know somebody that's been criminalized by one of these illegals, I do want you to understand, I am not going to stand back and watch it happen, number one. Number two, I'm not going to stand back and allow the crimes to go without consequence, without judgment. In other words, what I'm saying, friends, is if you look at immigration laws and the illegalities of bringing people into this country, if a crime is committed by one of these illegals, the said governor, the said mayor that allured them into your particular state and city, he is responsible, or they are responsible, for the crimes committed by the illegals on a personal level. I want to say it again, on a personal level. And the governors and the mayors and the attorney generals and whoever else that's involved in all of this, if a crime is committed against you by an illegal, friends, you need to hold them accountable. And I'm talking about the governors of states. And in this case, a lot of lawsuits are going to be going after the federal government for the crimes that are being committed against the American people today. But look what's happening, friends. Seven teenage Egyptians, arrested after a 13-year-old girl gang raped in front of her boyfriend. I don't know what's become of men today to stand back and allow this kind of stuff to happen. I just don't, for the life of me. Speaking of illegal immigration and this little dog and pony show going on between the governor of Texas and that of, the federal government and Treasonous Joe. It is a dog and a pony show, as I've said. And you know what I love about being a minister of God? I can safely stand upon the rock and be right and have strong confidence in that I'm right and having discernment by the Holy Ghost who leads the ministry, Romans 8:14. And again, what am I talking about? Because when I say it's a dog and pony show, that's exactly what it is. A week and a half ago, I highlighted the fact that the lieutenant governor, I played the video for you on the show. He was on the show talking about all of the bad things Joe Biden is doing and the illegalities of illegal immigration and how the federal government is warring against the American people by allowing these illegals to come into America. He said nothing about impeachment, which is found in Article 3, Section 3. He said nothing about prosecuting Joe Biden, which is found in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. He said nothing about any of what needs to be done when it comes to justice to teach others also to commit the crime, Proverbs 16:6. And it's interesting when the said journalist asked him the question, so to the lieutenant governor of Texas, so what are you doing with all these illegals? He said, we're putting them on trains and cars and planes, and we're getting them out of the state of Texas. In other words, he was importing them into America. He wasn't deporting them. They were doing the biddings of Joe Biden. Well, look at this, folks. Just like I said, and I praise God for the Holy Ghost, Health Impact News, the Texas Wall, Civil War, Theatrics, Showtime, grab your popcorn and enjoy the show. I covered this a little bit last week. This is Greg Abbott. Boy, I'll tell you what, a lot of these said governors spend a lot of time. Ron DeSantis was just there in Jerusalem as well. And he was signing on to hate crime legislation. Boy, it sounds like a global alliance going on here, right? Yeah. Well, look at this. This is Greg Abbott. At the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. I was there back in 92, by the way. I have videos right here showing you that a lot of what the mainstream media is publishing, like what Tim Brown brought to the table yesterday, is in fact not even happening. Okay? It's not even happening. But it has been happening for decades. Okay? Not to the degree that they want you to believe it is. Okay? Well, today I prayed at the Western Wall in Jerusalem that God will continue to bless Israel and that God continue to strengthen the bond between Texas and Israel. Folks, this is really weird stuff, and it's getting weirder all the time. Here's Governor Abbott signing of the BDS bill into law. Hey, just keep in mind, friends, and listen to me clearly and practice what the Constitution preaches. If it's not congruent with the Constitution, they can call it law all that they want to. But our forefathers told us it was null and void. It's not applicable here. And it's our job as Americans not to throw off the Constitution, but to throw off the men. But to throw off the men that don't hold to the Constitution. Okay? I want to show you another video on the other side. He's good buddies with Donald Trump here. You can see that again. And they're just exposing what's going on with Greg Abbott right now. And this is Donald Trump out at the WEF in Davos with the guy that's trying to establish the Fourth Reich, Klaus Schwab. Americans, when are you going to figure out that you're being played in a big way? We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty Radio. And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You have Class A news update. According to a federal appeals court decision made today, former President Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed during his presidency to reverse the 2020 election result. The three-judge panel voted unanimously, saying that President Trump has become Citizen Trump. The Senate's border deal and foreign aid package was released Sunday, and if it's passed, it could seriously cut off asylum at the U.S. southern border and dramatically change immigration law for the first time in decades. But Speaker Mike Johnson declares the deal dead on arrival and said it actually won't fix a thing. Large parts of Chile are now being turned to ash in what's believed to be the country's deadliest wildfire. The fires have claimed at least 123 lives, and hundreds of people are still missing. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
room? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You guys all heard of Billy Crone before? I was just highlighting the fact that this dog and pony show going on the Texas border with Greg Abbott and his lieutenant governor and the federal government. They're just playing off each other. That's all they're doing. They're on the same team. And what was interesting is I was just highlighting the fact that Greg Abbott was just at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem paying his allegiance, asking for some sort of affinity or a stronger alliance with that of Israel. Not the United States of America, but Texas in Israel. Okay? Israel is the people. It gets weird, right? And then I showed you how he's good buddies with Donald Trump. Of course they are. They all are. And that's why they're all endorsing him. When someone's on, when people are going in a majority going the same direction, it's probably a good idea for you to look the other way. You have way too much of that going on here today, friends. And I'm telling you, here, let me say it this way. According to the Word of God, they're wrong. According to the Word of God, they're an alliance. Isaiah 28, verse 18. According to the Word of God, there is no truth in them. John 8, 44. They think they're playing a game. And if you want to understand all that, read Ecclesiastes 8, 11, why they do what they do. They don't think they're going to answer for any of this. That's why they're living their lives. That's why they're trying to tear down the U.S. Constitution and our Christian heritage. That's why they're trying to Europeanize America and create a government that looks just like their devilish selves. Nothing new. I said yesterday on the show concerning Kristi Noem and that fraud in South Dakota. It's interesting, folks, when they throw off the Lord Jesus Christ, who's Lord over the good and the wicked. Don't ever forget that. Regardless if you want to call him your Lord or not, he is Lord, period. But when they throw off the Lord Jesus Christ and his law that he came to magnify, Psalm 47, 40, verse 7, Isaiah 42, 21, Psalm 8, verse 10, Hebrews 8, verse 10, and then what comes to my mind as well is Hebrews 10, 7 as well. I didn't mean to jumble that around. I'm just thinking outside of the box right now as this bubbles up. But what I want to do is I want to go back and I just want to show you, friends, according to the Word of God, they're all wrong. They're trying to create a world without God. It's never going to happen, bad guys. Listen, the whole world can stand there against what I'm telling you right now, and I'm here to tell you it's never going to happen. It hasn't in almost 6,000 years now, and you think you got a new idea that because you got some sort of a new technology that's available? Give me a break. Who gave you the intelligence to understand technology? Do you think that the Creator's not above all that? You got to be out of your mind. And that's the problem. We have a bunch of lunatics that want to control the asylum that we all live in. And if we stand down and allow this, they're going to continuously do it. But one of the things that I going back to the point, one of the things that I was highlighting is the fact that Donald Trump is out at Klaus Schwab, praising Klaus Schwab. You guys all know this, right? You got to share these videos, folks. He's praising Klaus Schwab in Davos. This World Economic Forum. All of your said governors are popping up, friends, in Davos at these meetings. It shows you that their allegiance is to Klaus Schwab, not to God, not as representatives. They are working on the behalf of special interest groups. Let me go back to Billy Crone. I asked if you knew who he was, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. It's a really short video. It's only a minute long, but he defines Klaus Schwab for you the way that I have been for 5 years.
Hitler... he came at a time of crisis, an economic crisis. He rose out of that crisis. Hitler, believe it or not, then proceeded to, out of that crisis, take control of the government, the schools, the media. He took over the medical industry. He took over the science industry, again, the education, all of it. He took over the transportation industry. And then he began to promise everybody utopia, a thousand-year Reich, if you let him do this new regime, this new Third Reich. And then he even promised people that he was... Believe it or not, this is in print, that he was going to get rid of pollution. He was going to save the animals. He was going to save the trees. He promised the world the utopia and all that stuff.
If you're, sound familiar, friends?
If viewers are paying attention, all that I just described is exactly what Klaus Schwab is bringing to the planet. All he did was take the Third Reich and changed it and called it the Fourth Industrial Revolution. You need to call it for what it is. It's the Fourth Reich. This is what this guy is up to, and this is the missing piece that people need to get.
Okay, Hitler, so now you got it. Now you got it. Faithful witness delivers souls, friends. There you have it again. Pretty interesting, isn't it? I want to show you this really quick, and then we're going to move on to the next point. Here's Abbott and Trump in Davos at Klaus Schwab. Donald Trump just got done praising Klaus Schwab.
There's nobody like him. Are you okay? Everything
I'm
good?
Doing fabulous, thank you. And you're doing great, too.
Do you want to come anywhere? Do you want to go with us?
We would love to. I'm here for a few more days. We got more deals.
It's interesting how much time they spend at these global, as they call them, events. That's amazing. Things are getting pretty sick, aren't they? Remember last week I had highlighted the video of the girl that was in the bathtub and she was dressed up as a pig. She had the snout and she had the two ears. Remember that? And then she took mud and threw it on the bathroom floor and started to roll around in it. Y'all remember that, don't you? I had another video. And the other video was this one right here. I'm just showing it to you right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm not kidding. She's not kidding. She's a sick individual. She belongs in an institution. Read Romans 1:24. She is a reprobate. In a couple minutes here, she realizes her boyfriend just came home. Dead serious. She was not kidding. And some people will just say to themselves, well, that's just, you know, an isolated case. Yeah, you're probably right. It is an isolated case. But the danger of all this is what the mainstream media is pushing as the norm. That's the dangerous part. You want to see how this is beginning to spread, to saturate and infiltrate every facet of your life. Look what's going on in public schools. I'll get to that in just a moment. This woman right here identifies as an ecosexual, and she's in a relationship with an oak tree. This is not a joke. This is what this government is feeding into, and these are the type of people they want to put in charge. Read 1 Kings 13:33. Just read it last night. But look what they're doing. This is the postmillennial.com. Adult diaper therapy spa opens in New Hampshire amid community backlash. Now, I just want to say this for those that are laughing right now. I do want you to understand. Everybody's laughing at Joe Biden right now, too, but is it funny? And the fact of the matter is you can laugh at Joe Biden all you want to, but the joke's on you. It's not on them. And here's the other facet, friends. This is all aimed at zeroing in on normal people and discrediting normal people to give more strength to the lunatics that want to oversee the asylum. Okay? I highlighted this just last week for a moment. I don't know that I got to it completely, but the peoplesvoice.com just highlighted the fact that government wants to appoint convicted pedophiles to oversee sex offenders. Did you see this? That's exactly right. But again, what our friend just told us, friends, it's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Adolf Hitler's SS were a bunch of emasculine sodomites. And it's taken its toll. If you're going to stand back and allow this to happen, they're going to spread, friends. Look at this. This is Daily Caller. Gender doctor says parents who oppose transitioning their kids have a mental illness. This is exactly where it's going, okay? I want you to see the video, and I want you to hear what they have to say to show you how sick they are, but look at who they're attacking, friends.
Help with families, if you frame it that way. Like, do you ever find that it works? It doesn't work?
Are you saying, like, there are parents that are against menstrual suppression?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They show up in my office every day.
I know. And so from my perspective, I think, like, when I frame it next to hormones, usually they're like, okay, let's do menstrual suppression. Like, I mean, just, like, it's just all about, it's all about the delivery and the messaging. Yeah.
Okay. Now, listen.
I think I would.
Now, listen to what this foreigner, okay, this foreigner that is somehow or another, oh, how do I want to say it? Accredited as being some sort of doctor. And I want you to listen to what she has to say. Her name is Wong. She looks like she's a lesbian. She's right here on social media platforms. And, of course, this is what you'd expect from such people. Again, read Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter, and you'll understand that the Lord gave them over. Now, listen to what she has to say. It's kind of hard to listen to her, but listen carefully as to what she says.
There is no inaction. Sometimes can be just as damaging as making the wrong decisions. So I think it's important to let them know if we do nothing, how would that affect the kid's mental health?
Yeah.
How would that worsen the kid's gender dysphoria? And how would that affect your kid going to school with anxiety, depression? I think more globally, let them know the big pictures. Sometimes that may shift the way they support
us. So inaction can be more harmful than...
Yeah, so what they're trying to do, friends, is they're trying to say that we need to feed into the kids. Now, this is also interesting, and this is what I want you to hear, because this is a, you want to see how when the narrative is driven one direction, and you want to see the hypocrisy of the criminals that are creating these policies to go ahead and steal away your kids, to transition them at will, to take them from this state to the other state. I mean, it is just getting sick, right? Isn't it interesting what the government allegedly condemns? And I want to tell you why they condemn it. Like, for example, kids can't drink, right? Kids can't smoke, right? Well, if you put a law on it and they do it, then it violates the law that they created, right? Or the policy that they created. And then once you violate that law, then they can throw you into one of the bureaucracies that they themselves have created. So when it works for their agenda, it's like the Supreme Court saying, abortion, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. You can kill your babies, unsanctioned. Okay, but they illegally sanctioned this back in 1973. Now we have 70 million babies dead. But because the American people submitted to the Supreme Court rather than the God that told us not to do it, Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20, verse 13, that we shall not murder, and God hates hands that shed innocent blood, what do? The people go ahead and adhere to the corrupt bench rather than to the uncorrupt God. In the process, isn't it interesting that they tell you you can go ahead and murder your baby if you want to, as long as you give one of their bureaucracies like Planned Parenthood money, right? But if a man kills a pregnant woman, it's double homicide. So you see the hypocrisy every step of the way. I want to show you a whole lot of that hypocrisy coming from a perspective of a youth. And you're going to get, well, you're going to be enlightened, to say the least. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh my goodness. Who is trying to divide the American people more than the mainstream media? There's going to be a black national anthem. I mean, folks, you know what? This is all bought and paid for again. This is all leverage at the American people to divide them one another. Can you imagine having a white national anthem? Can you imagine having a Korean or a Japanese or a Chinese or a African? I mean, it is just so far out there. See, folks, pit people one against another. This has to stop. Okay? First of all, the idolatry has to stop. Jeremiah 11:13. And I'm talking about a bunch of men, full-grown men, getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars fighting over a pig ball. And by the way, the whole NFL is all staged. You know this, right? Folks, we have people coming in from outside and the inside of these organizations, even the football players themselves, that are telling us it's all staged, it's all pre-scripted. Now, I'm not saying every single play is pre-scripted, but the plays are scripted. When the players get hurt, they're scripted. When they become heroes, it's scripted. Folks, do your homework. This is not hard to find. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. Again, not just federal government and state government, friends, but the NFL's been doing the same thing. It's rigged. It's premised on rigging through a casino-type setup where people bet on teams. It's all rigged, like Las Vegas is rigged. I know people go to Vegas all day long and they want to take their chances. They go into these casinos and they think that it's not rigged. You're sadly deceived. You are sadly deceived. But I'm looking at it right now. NFL announces Black National Anthem. Oh, my goodness, folks. And what they're doing is they're looking for that one or two that will be their useful idiot and take the money. That's it. This is not the majority. Folks, I see none of this. I see no issues between white people and black people anywhere I've gone. Up to this point, I've seen none of it. I was raised in the hood in North Minneapolis. I've seen none of it. I've seen none of it. It's all promoted through the media that's trying to break down society. And Jesus warned us of this in Mark 3:25. Again, for the record. Now, let me get back to this point. And I am going to get to my second point. So if I have to go over on the show again today, I will. Because I've got enough content, folks, where I can go on and on. And I'm tired of bringing all this information and then only getting probably halfway through it. And then I got to drag it over into the next show to try to get through that half. And then I got another half. And I'm talking about 20, 30 tabs up on top of information that I need to share with you. Okay, so let's get back to this point, and I will finish today's show. Okay, so if I go over a little bit, stay with me. This is a little girl. We were just talking about how this is all being set up, and it is. Okay, adult diaper therapy spa opens in New Hampshire. Again, folks, they're fueling this because these are the type of people they want to put in charge. And this is the point. They're appointing, government is appointing convicted pedophiles to oversee. And I'm here to tell you, people aren't going to put up with this. It's just a matter of time before all is dealt with, because people are going to be pushed so for so long and so far where they're going to stand up and say no more. And that's happening as well. I'll show you that in a moment. But look at this. They want to appoint convicted pedophiles to oversee offenders registry. This is insane. Okay. Then we have a gender doctor saying parents who oppose transitioning their kids have a mental illness, when in fact they're the ones that have the mental illness. But this is what Satan does in Revelation 12:10. He accuses the brethren of what he's guilty of. And that's what you're allowing to take office, friends, in so many different facets of our society. It's got to stop. This is all purpose. Okay. Now, I want to show you this. And I want to go fast forward, and then I'm going to make one more point, and then I'm going to get to the main topic, which will go on for about another 10 or 15 minutes. But this is a little girl that wants to do everything that adults can do. And I want you to listen to the point that she's making, because it's a very good point. And thank you to the friend that sent this over. Now, again, I want you to listen carefully as to what this little girl says. She wants to do everything adults do. Okay? Now listen. Here we go.
Of this really awesome Chinese symbol that I saw.
Tattoos are permanent. See?
Yeah, I know, but...
She wants a tattoo, but Dad's saying you can't get a tattoo.
We're definitely going to need your parents to come sign off.
My body, my choice.
You're 14.
Can I just buy some of those cigarettes?
No way. Smoking is so bad for you.
How about a beer?
No.
A vape pen?
No.
A lighter?
Not in this state.
Can I rent a car?
Sorry.
Can I get a library card?
Nah.
Bottle of cough syrup?
Drugs?
Fireworks?
You might blow yourself up.
Then can I just... get an irreversible gender surgery?
No.
Yep.
I don't need my parents' permission.
Of course not.
So you need your parents' permission for everything but a transition. Okay? And that's the point. And I was talking about this during the end of the last segment, folks. The hypocrisy coming from these said policy activists that are sitting on the bench, it stinks to high heaven. It truly does. Whatever works for their agenda, they'll try to drive the narrative that way until thinking people begin to question what's behind it. And of course, you can't question the people that are behind it, because they're using these said judges, these activists that are sitting on the bench, just like they're using the politicians to push the agenda, where you're not in a position where you can actually ask questions or lay the burden of proof on those that are pushing these illegal agendas. You see? Oh, my goodness. I just got to say this. Lord, I thank you so much for the enemies that you have put in my life, because you have taught me so much through them and by the power of the Holy Ghost. It reminds me of King David when he said that he knew more than the ancients because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. And that's exactly right. If I didn't, if these people in the mainstream media did not attack me in such a fashion that they have, I would have never understood how to take their sword and to chop off their own head. Well, what are you talking about? Well, 1 Samuel 17, what does it talk about? It talks about when in 1 Samuel verse 7 or chapter 17, when King David went out to the battlefield, remember he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. But guess what, friends? There came a point where he was being trained up at the sheep cot as he killed a lion and as he killed a bear. And then when he came out and he saw Saul doing nothing about Goliath defying the armies of the living God, he goes out there and says, I'm going to go ahead and deal with this guy. You know, he prayed all that he could pray, but he also had to go out on the battlefield and fight, didn't he? It's called fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Yeah, he did. And I'm saying that for the purpose when he went out there and he took those five smooth stones, it only took one stone to drop Goliath, correct? Yep, only one stone. And the Lord guided that, but guess what? David was... he was practicing until he was perfect, right? Practice makes perfect. Yep. And he was faithful to practice. And in the process of doing so, that stone hit right in between the eyes, the forehead of Goliath. Goliath fell over. And as he was defying the armies of the living God, and as he fell over dead, David didn't stop there. He went over and he stood on the top of David. I'm sorry, David stood on top of Goliath, and he took Goliath's sword. He took the sword of Goliath, David did, and David took Goliath's sword and cut off his own head. See, this is what your enemies will teach you if you're willing to stay the cross. Hey, folks, your enemies attacking you are the best medicine in the world for the church. It fans the flame of those that are truly born of the Spirit. I mean, after all, those that are going to bring the fire must endure the flame. The problem is there's too many people that talk about how they're set on fire for the Lord, but they've never had to endure the flame because they've never been tried in their faith. They do everything in their power to avoid the testing and the trials. Yet the Lord called us to these afflictions that we might be worthy of the kingdom that we are to inherit. Understanding the power of God into salvation. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Here, this is what I wanted to show you really quick. A man charged after allegedly posing as a minor to lure and kill convicted sex offender. You're seeing more of this, friends, where people, daddies and mommies, are standing up and they're just dealing with the pedophiles. They're just dealing with those that are preying on the children. They're sick and tired. And by the way, the government that's advocating for this, which is not government, it's not a government in any sense of the word. It's not the institution that God established in this country. It runs antithetical. They're losing credibility on a daily basis. That's what's going on. Men and women are going to stand up for their children. And it's just a matter of time before it hits the people that are responsible for advocating for the crimes, just like I just showed you. Just like I just showed you. Now, folks, what's going to happen here in about, oh, I'm guessing 20, 30 seconds, they're going to end the show. But with that said, you just go ahead and stay on, because we're going to go on and carry on to another point that I want to make. So if I can get you for an extra 10 or 15 minutes, I would greatly appreciate it, because I want to hit this topic. And it goes back to a George Barna research. You're going to get it, because it goes back to the headline of the show today. And what is the headline of the show today, friends? The headline of the show today is, no wonder why no one can take them seriously, and you're going to understand why no one can take them seriously in just a moment. So do give me 5 seconds, friends, and I'll be right back. Do give me 5 seconds, and I'll be right back, and we'll continue.
Alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.